Dissociation, knowing and not knowing. Lyons Ruth was particularly interested in the phenomenon of dissociation, which is manifested in feeling lost, overwhelmed, abandoned, and disconnected from the world, and in seeing oneself as unloved, empty, helpless, trapped, and weighted down. She found a striking and unexpected relationship between maternal disengagement and misattunement during the first 2 years of life and dissociative symptoms in early adulthood. Lyons Ruth concludes that infants who are not truly seen and known by their mothers are at high risk to grow into adolescents who are unable to know and to see. Infants who live in secure relationships learn to communicate not only their frustrations and distress, but also their emerging selves, their interests, preferences, and goals. Receiving a sympathetic response cushions infants and adults against extreme levels of frightened arousal. But if your caregivers ignore your needs or resent your very existence, you learn to anticipate rejection and withdrawal. You cope as well as you can by blocking out your mother's hostility or neglect and act as if it doesn't matter. But your body is likely to remain in a state of high alert, prepared to ward off blows, deprivation, or abandonment. Dissociation means simultaneously knowing and not knowing. Bowlby wrote, "What cannot be communicated to the mother cannot be communicated to the self. If you cannot tolerate what you know or feel what you feel, the only option is denial and dissociation." Maybe the most devastating long-term effect of this shutdown is not feeling real inside, a condition we saw in the kids in the children's clinic and that we see in the children and adults who come to the trauma center. When you don't feel real, nothing matters, which makes it impossible to protect yourself from danger. Or you may resort to extremes in an effort to feel something, even cutting yourself with a razor blade or getting into fistfights with strangers. Carlin's research showed that dissociation is learned early. Later abuse or other traumas do not account for dissociative symptoms in young adults. Abuse and trauma accounted for many other problems, but not for chronic dissociation or aggression against self. The critical underlying issue was that these patients didn't know how to feel safe. Lack of safety within the early caregiving relationship led to an impaired sense of inner reality, excessive clinging, and self-damaging behavior. Poverty, single parenthood, or maternal psychiatric symptoms did not predict these symptoms. This does not imply that child abuse is irrelevant, but that the quality of early caregiving is critically important in preventing mental health problems, independent of other traumas. For that reason, treatment needs to address not only the imprints of specific traumatic events, but also the consequences of not having been mirrored, attuned to, or given consistent care and affection, dissociation, and loss of self-regulation.